الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. علامة علوسي بغدادي رحمة الله عليه has written in his تفسير روح المعاني that the salah of the Jews was different to the salah of this ummah in the sense that their salah didn't have the ruku posture in it. The ruku posture is faraz in the salah of this ummah. This ummah was also blessed with the bounty of performing salah with jamaat. Ibn Humam rahmatullah alayh, a great jurist, has written in Fathul Qadir that performing salah with jamaat is from amongst the specialities of this ummah, and no previous ummah was blessed with this bounty. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is reported to have said, "Al jama'atu min sunanil huda, la yatakhallafu anha illa munafiq." That performing salah with jamaat, this is from amongst the emphasized sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. None would remain behind from Jamaat Salah except a munafiq, a hypocrite. It is recorded in the narration of Tirmizi that if you see a person frequenting the masjid, then testify that he is a person of iman. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ. That person that has iman upon Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, such person will inhabit the masjid. Another narration recorded by Hakim states, that the masajid have stakes, meaning that those people that remain attached to the masjid. The angels are the companions of such people. When they remain absent, when they're not in the masjid, then the malaika, they search for them. And if these people fall ill, these malaika then visit them. And when these people are in need, then the malaika assist such a person. So any person that is attached to the masjid, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends the malaika to assist such people at the time of difficulty. So this is one speciality of this ummah. The second speciality of this ummah is that we recite Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un on experiencing any difficulty. Recitation of Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, this is referred to as istirja' in shariat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, U'tiyat ummati shay'an lam yu'tahu ahadun min al-umam. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That my ummah was given such a thing which no other previous ummah was given. And that is, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. In another narration it comes, U'tiyat hadhihi al-ummatu inna al-musibati shay'an lam tu'tahu al-anbiya'u qablahum. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That this ummah was given at the time of difficulty such a thing which no previous ummah was given, and that is the recitation of Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Walau u'tiha al-anbiya'u qablahum la u'tiha Yaqub idh yaqul ya asafa ala Yusuf. That if the previous anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam were given this particular bounty, then it would have given to Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam. Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam, when he lost his son Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, and he was separated from Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So at that time he said, Ya asafa ala Yusuf. That, oh grief upon Yusuf, upon my separation from Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So he wouldn't have said, Ya asafa ala Yusuf. Instead, he would have recited, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, if this bounty was given to him. So this also is a speciality of this ummah, that Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un has been given only to this ummah. Hazrat Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha mentioned that if a person recites, at the time of difficulty, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa khluf li khayram minha. That, O Allah, reward me in this difficulty that I am experiencing and grant me a better replacement. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant a person a better replacement. She says that when my husband Abu Salama radiallahu ta'ala passed away, I recited this dua and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala got me married to Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would therefore recite Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un when pricked by a thorn, or if bit by a mosquito, or if the shoelace of the shoe had to break, or the lamp was extinguished. Then on all these occasions, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un would be recited. Why? Because everything that inconveniences a Muslim is considered as a musibat, as a difficulty. And for every difficulty that a person experiences, he will be rewarded by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to appreciate these great bounties that were given particularly to this ummah, and may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to practice upon them.